Jeremy, Katie, and Josh. Mix
100. So I'm reading this news story this morning, and Katie was briefly talking about it off the air as well. And it's resonating with me because my son is all of a sudden into, like, urban exploring.
Yes.
Every time we go by an abandoned building, or I told him the other day, I was like, it's time for Southwest Plaza to close down. He's like, you think they'll shut it down and we can go urban exploring?
No.
I was like, you don't want to do that. I don't need the police calling me. But yet again, another story about some people doing urban exploring and getting stuck.
Well, yeah, because it was this a week ago they had to rescue an 18-year-old from an abandoned missile silo in Arapahoe County. And then firefighters were back at the property just a week later. Two other individuals got stuck in the same silo earlier yesterday morning. And they say it happened around midnight, and it was a 28-year-old woman and a 19-year-old man the second time who were stuck 60 feet down in that abandoned. And in
help,
silo.
Help,
how
help,
terrifying.
Help.
You know, it has to be pitched black, dark. Like, it just is terrifying to me. I don't know why people get such a thrill out of this stuff, but it is definitely a thing. I mean, you can watch videos on YouTube of people doing this.
Well, that's part of the problem.
They get into it.
He's on the YouTubes watching all these urban explorers, and, you know, with their, you know, 100,000 followers or whatever. So he thinks this is going to make him famous.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's definitely consequences to this stuff.
Absolutely.
Especially if you're like going in old mines and things like that, you could die.
Well, this specific missile silo, the sheriff's office put on Twitter, they're like, did you know in this silo there was hidden hazards like unstable condition, toxic gases, deep vertical shafts.
Missiles.
I mean, there's glass, broken stuff. I mean, the fact that they had to go out there twice for the same thing. I mean, that's the other thing. We don't want them to have to expend their resources.
Right. They're like,
to help
not again.
Like, exactly. They got stuff to do. So
this is why I would be a bad first responder, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Because if I had to go back to the same location like two or three times, that fourth time I'd be like, you know what?
No.
Pass. I'm going to go make some sketty instead.
They need to learn their lesson.
My record has finally been broken. A Bowling Green, Kentucky boy has claimed a Guinness World Record after completing a hopscotch course in under 50 seconds. My record has finally been broken,
man.
This little son of a... Daxter Hunter. That's a solid boy's name right there. Age 9, drew and finished a numbered 10-square hopscotch course in about 48 seconds.
Oh, he drew and did it. Wow.
Yeah.
In 48 seconds, he did all that?
Yeah, my record was 50 seconds.
Goodness.
So. Good job.
You are known Hunter, for your hopscotch
Mr.
skills.
Hunter. Yeah. So that's going on.
Okay.
That's some relevant sports stuff. And here's a local sports story. Miles, the official mascot of the Denver Broncos, is officially a finalist for the Mascot Hall of Fame class 2026.
Aww.
Now, if you want to vote for Mr. Miles, fan voting is open online, runs until midnight on July 26. He's up against 10 other mascots. So you can go to the Mascot Hall of Fame website if you're really bored today and vote for Miles. Or you can hop on your socials and he gets bonus votes by commenting, I vote for at 5280 Miles on the Mascot Hall of Fame Instagrams or the Facebooks page.
Okay. Miles is a good mascot.
Yeah.
Hey,
he's
good
fine.
He's I'm kind of
he's
partial
no Rocky.
To Rocky. I know. Like,
well,
Rocky.
Yeah, Rocky's
ain't no,
a super mascot.
And ain't nobody voting for Dinger.
Oh.
No.
Dinger just kind of walks around like an idiot, right?
Silly little dinosaur.
Dinger's the worst.
No, Dinger's awesome.
There's nothing special about Dinger.
What do you mean? He's purple.
Dinger's just like he's like a hippopotamus.
Doesn't
he just
do
wanders
head spin?
Around.
He's a Triceratops, and there's no other dinosaur mascots in baseball, I don't think, so he's actually very unique.
Lame.
Yeah.
But he's got no special qualities.
Yes, he does.
He's got no special skills.
He makes you smile.
Like, Miles would get up on the top of the stadium with the flag. Rocky throws the ball backwards on ladders and sinks it.
True.
What does Dinger do? Dinger probably scratches his butt and sniffs his fingers.
Carries bats.
I know. He's a little hefty for jumping all up and down stadium. So
anyway.
Yeah, I appreciate what Dinger brings to the table.
Ain't nobody
Chair.
Voting for Dinger.
Oh, poor Dinger.
What else is going on?
Well, I think it's nice to see humbling moments every once in a while, because I think we all put celebrities on a pedestal and think that they can just get really whoever they want to talk to them, right? Yeah, like, they can get anybody because they're like, this is so-and-so. Well, Tom Holland experienced a moment the other day while he has been watching the World Cup like all of us has. He decided to reach out to the legend, Erling Haaland, another Haaland, and boy, did he get rejected.
You DM'd Erling Haaland, and he didn't respond to you.
Yeah.
Erling Haaland had no idea who Tom Holland was when he DM'd him and asked to hang out. He doesn't watch movies, so he thought that he was a random person. Tell us the truth. Did you DM Erling Haaland?
Yes. Yes. And I'll tell you what, that is exactly the type of humbling experience that is important for actors.
Yeah.
You know, I'll text him, I'll take him to dinner, not even a response. Not an excuse, not I'm busy tonight, I'm playing football. Nada.
Nothing.
Dude has two of the biggest movies coming out right
now
with
British.
Really?
Oh, yeah, I
am late to
voice.
The party. I had no idea he talked like that.
Oh, yeah.
Sure does.
He does a really good American accent, obviously, if you've seen him in the Spider-Man series.
Yeah.
So he has The Odyssey and Spider-Man coming out this month, and dude got rejected. Because Erling Haaland actually responded and said, I don't watch movies.
I don't know who
I have no idea who this is. I thought this was just a regular Joe Schmo sliding into the DMs
again. I'm Spider-Man.
Yeah.
And he was.
Spider-Man.
And he goes, hey, you know what? Despite all of this and despite the humiliating moment, he goes, that Haaland dude's still a pretty big legend.
Okay.
He's still pretty cool. I still
like
him.
Still.
Everything's fine. And maybe now they can go get their dinner.
Aww.
Aw, cute. I'm still shocked that he's British.
I know, what the heck?
Where have I been?
What the heck?
Under a rock?
I had no ideas. Well, let's get you updated on all the big stories of the day. In the world of celebrity, I saw this story popping in quite a few places yesterday. Lenny Kravitz is on, I don't know if he's on the cover, but definitely an in-depth interview in Men's Health. Are you a Lenny Kravitz fan, Katie Kat?
I love Lenny Kravitz.
Me too.
Man, he
wonder
ages.
If I should sneak some Lenny Kravitz on.
Yes, we should fly away to that.
Should I do it?
Yes.
You think Big Rob will yell at me?
I think he'll love it too.
Ah, what's new?
Josh, yep,
what's new?
I think he will.
Well, I don't care. Anyway, they're talking about his workout routine because if you look at him, he's 62 years old. He's jacked.
You never would have guessed 62.
You would never.
Never.
He looks like he's 30-something, honestly. I mean, his abs look like they're 20 years old.
Oh, he looks so good.
Anyway, one of the things he does when he's training and working out is he works out in leather pants.
Yeah, and mesh tank tops.
That holds
I love
the smell
it.
In.
He's essentially saying, you know, when I perform on stage, I'm in leather or denim or whatever. He's like, so I'm going to train in those pants so I'm comfortable when I'm on stage.
Yes. Yeah.
Ew.
No, he has a thing, and I love it because I do the same thing. He talks about...
You work out in leather pants?
Well, he gauges everything by his pants. He says if his pants are a little tight, he knows he's getting out of shape. Denzel Washington gave him that phrase that the pants don't lie. The pants don't lie. And I do that too. I don't weigh myself. I just gauge how my clothes are fitting me. So
okay.
I love it.
Yeah,
love
it. Him. You
love
and
him.
Lenny have something in common.
Love him.
So that story's going around. There's another study revealing the costs of raising a child. Thank God we're not in California. They say a kid from being born to 18 is going to cost you about $300,000 to raise that kid. If you're out in Cali. We bumped into some people in Cody, Wyoming when I was up there last week. And Nick Nack talked to him, but it was a mom and her little family, and they were out from California looking for a new place to live, essentially, because she told Nicole, she's like, I just can't do it anymore.
Yeah.
We just can't do it in California.
Yeah, a lot of Californians are doing that. So
D.C. is also very expensive. Annually, this is saying $90,000 a year annually to raise a kid. That seems really high. By contrast, Arkansas is the most affordable state. It's going to cost you about $36,000 per year to raise a kid out there.
That
still
seems
like
I know. A lot of people in
Arkansas. You know, all they're doing is eating them Cheetos and spray cheese out there.
Yeah.
A lot
of them
none of them
even
luxury meals out in California.
I mean,
D.C.
the $36,000, that's like how much a lot of them make every year in Arkansas.
That ain't right.
No.
Yeah.
That's insane. What that is Colorado right. on the list? Does it have it on there?
You'll have to
no?
look that up yourself.
Okay, I sure will. Okay, sorry.
And the final story I have today. Doctors are out saying there is definitely three things when you touch, you should absolutely 100% be washing your hands after you touch these three things. Anything with a touch screen or pin pad, like an ATM ordering a tablet, or ordering on a tablet, like at a coffee shop or restaurant. Self-checkout screens, like immediately go set your hands on fire because they're gross. Going back to the grocery store, the grocery cart handles.
Oh, yeah.
You should immediately wash your hands. That's something, like, if you start thinking about that, it's gonna jack with you.
Oh, yeah.
Like, how many thousands of people
have
touched
it.
That?
Well, now they have the little antibacteria wipes right
they
there
do.
That you can
wipe
down.
They're always out.
I know they're always out. Why
always
are they always out?
Yep.
But I do appreciate when they have them because it makes me feel a little safer.
A little bit, that one time was awesome. A little bit.
Yeah.
And then your phone. They say you should definitely be washing your hands because you're just touching your phone, which is picking up germs everywhere.
Yeah.
From the bathroom to the gym to you name it. Where's gas pump handles on here? I would think that would be another solid one.
Maybe that's like number four.
Or my mother-in-law.
Yeah. She's number four on the list. There we go.
What else you got?
Hey, we started up in Arvada, so Lucas lives there and his dog Sully too, and it looks like they got a new roommate. We're just going to call him Boo Boo. Lucas caught a bear. Well, you know, Boo-boo.
Oh, it's a bear.
A picnic basket.
I should have let you finish.
Yes, a bear and a dog. He
okay,
caught him chilling in his backyard. So Lucas heard old Sully barking at Boo Boo on the back porch, and then he snapped a photo, and this photo is legendary. You have to go see it. It's up on our Instagram stories at Jeremy, Katie, Josh. Apparently, this bear has been spotted in the neighborhood before, but he looks way too comfortable, way too comfortable. And we've had a lot of sightings of bear in the, you know, the Front Range area, so just be very aware.
Too many,
is what they're saying. Be very aware out there. You're going to love this one, Jeremy, because Bass Pro Shops are opening their sixth location in Colorado.
I drove past it.
Yes,
last week, I drove past it, and I was like, oh, another one?
Yes. Okay.
Thank you, God.
You're right. Coming back from Wyoming, it's right
off
of...
I love that place.
Yeah, who doesn't?
It's
just
so fun.
You know, the fact that the younger generation has grasped onto it the way they have, wearing the Bass Pro hats and everything. I mean, they have,
big
like,
time.
Not only outdoor, excuse me, stuff,
gross.
But they have a whole fashion section in there now.
Like, oh,
people
yeah.
go there
camo.
Specifically... for the Bass Pro Shop
camo
stuff.
Camo overalls.
So this one is I-25 and Crossroads Boulevard up there in Loveland.
Camo
and
panties.
Ew. Like, really?
Can't even see them.
I'm wearing them now.
Okay. Nice little bikini cut. I get it. It's going to be 130,000 square feet. So
that's it?
Massive. And a week from today, they're going to have a ribbon cutting ceremony and live music and everything and fun and games to celebrate the opening. So it's going to be open in about a week. Jeremy, if you want to make your way back up there.
I probably will. Is there going to be a ribbon cutting?
Yeah. There. Yes. It just said ribbon cutting and live music and games and fun.
Okay, good. I'll be there.
Week
it's
from
a camo
today.
Ribbon.
Okay, and then Abby Hagstrom. So she was driving with her family from Steamboat Springs, okay? Their little kitty Nana named Bones got out of the car. So somehow along the way, they didn't even notice that little Bones was missing until they made it to Denver. Luckily, excuse me.
Gross.
Bones is wearing an Apple AirTag, which showed his location near the Eisenhower Tunnel. And Abby, as you can imagine, she was a little freaked out about it.
I went into like crazy cat mom mode and contacted every shelter, every rescue. This is just so daunting. We don't know when he got out of the truck, and all we have is this very loose location of where he may be.
And the crazy thing is, so they saw that he was somewhere around the Eisenhower Tunnel, and then somebody spotted him on the catwalk. How perfect.
Nah,
how
you're
perfect.
Making that up.
No, on the catwalk, 4:30 in the morning on Monday. And so they deployed rescuers, and they actually had to shut down the Eisenhower Tunnel for like 8 minutes to get little Bones out of there. He walked right up to rescuers, by the way, in case you're wondering. He's like, oh, you're here for me? Finally, what took you so long? But he is doing fine. Mom's doing fine. Everyone's
thank
like,
God.
Okay, Bones is just fine. But what a crazy story.
Love the name.
And I love that Colorado loves our animals so much that we're willing to shut down the biggest tunnel in the state to find him. Like,
right.
Yay.
Right.
Shout out to Colorado.
Yay.
So, there you go. There's your mile high hype.